You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to The Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to The Monopool, your Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. I'm CJ, that's Raul.
Hello.
That's Carrie.
Hi, I have cookies.
That's Dale.
Howdy ho.
That's Josh.
I bought those cookies.
That's Rachel.
I want cookies.
And that's a cat. And Felix, I guess.
I'm dead inside.
you need cookies.
Last time we doored a lot. I created a possible moneymaker / fame maker for the Spear of Irion, being a flamethrower. And then we doored.
Yeah, the scholars did what scholars do.
The nerds
and thought, we're not exploding this door. We're actually going to do this properly this time.
Yeah, and we found out that there may be Garrick sleeping in there, and Akieta wants to touch one.
Would you leave them alone?
I asked what would happen if I woke them up.
Not you, all of them.
Let sleeping war machines lie.
Hey, I'm just looking.
Well, Calabras doesn't know that they just walked into a...
Yeah, exactly. Calabras has no idea what's going on. Because he's hoping in the corner. All right. Go ahead and take it away, Josh.
Yeah. So you have the alcove-laden room, you know, laid out before you. The summon from Akira is, you know, bouncing up and down excitedly, waving her arms, doing the YMCA.
Okay, that's thank you. Thank you, Monica. You've done well. Belfreya is going to roll up her sleeve back to its normal position.
She gives a super flourishy bow.
And she's going to very slowly and carefully
touch the thing.
Did you say that out loud?
No.
Okay. She's going to step into the room and look around.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty bare bones room. There isn't a whole lot in the terms of embellishment. This is very utilitarian stonework. There's some line work around the alcoves themselves. You can sort of hazard a guess at what that might actually be for. But once you actually start getting towards the alcoves themselves, you start seeing the context. And with the exception of two of the alcoves on different sides of the room, you are seeing Garrick's.
I am going to say nothing at first.
Meanwhile, if Jokiro had formed a mental connection with Valfreya this time around, he'd be hearing
ow.
Ow.
Loving that noise.
Josh, the Reaper of Headphones. And people thought it was me. Yeah, you're funny. I back away from the microphone.
I don't have the option. Mine's a headset. Because if I use my microphone, it picks up Carrie from across the room.
You can warn me to mute my microphone if you need to be shouty. I kind of did when I saw the Spear of Irion coming up in the initiative during the beetle fight. I actually did mute my microphone.
The spirit of Irion appreciates it. He deserves his spotlight.
So this is a thing. Has anybody followed me into the room?
Akira has.
I'll follow Valfreya in the room and we can do some more sensing.
He's not stupidly touching the thing, but he is actively looking like he wants to.
You get too close to them, I will put you out of this room.
And my misery.
Aren't they the same thing?
No, because he can still shout at her from outside the room.
Yeah, not if we seal the door shut.
And then we'd be stuck.
But at least he wouldn't touch anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's merely because Valfrey is like, stay here. It's very important that I look alone.
No, she actually just kind of, she just like carefully walked in. So.
And I hesitantly.
This looks fun. Those things. Oh boy.
Remy, are these dormant?
He follows you into the room and begins looking around. It is difficult to tell.
What do you think we should do?
That is not my place to decide.
Hey guys, what's going on in here? Fragul comes into the room.
Don't touch anything.
Why do all these guys look like Remy?
That's actually a funny point, Fragul. They don't all look like Remy.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh.
What do they look like?
Want to make a perception check? Because the alcoves don't have the lighting inside of them.
17.
You're getting a lot of cast shadow from the lights in the room themselves.
1.
18.
Sylvia sees the floor.
I know there's robots there because people are telling me that there's robots.
You don't believe in robots. Robots don't exist.
I don't believe in robots.
Oh, don't even, Josh. Don't even start that crap here. This is not that kind of show.
Well, with this kind of show now.
The ones you are seeing in the alcoves, and one of the alcoves you actually notice, the unit inside is barely standing. It appears to have been damaged quite heavily, and you notice a few very charred-looking bug corpses.
Oh, that's...
He got 8!
As for the ones that still appear to be undamaged, again, they do not... Obviously, the same base design and shape is the same. You're looking at something that's very much larger than a human, not quite as large as Remy, made of various stones, metals. The primary difference you're noticing between the two designs is the ones that are in the alcoves do not have that central core that Remy does. They only have the pair in the shoulders.
That's interesting.
Remy, serious question. Do you, with that central core there, does that mean you have a heart that these guys don't?
The analogy of a heart is not incorrect. These cores are the primary power source of a Garrick. It is what allows them to interact with the Ley network to draw energy to both fuel themselves and their weapon functionalities.
So there's no fuel, there's no central fuel point for these ones.
Apparently so. These are the first other Garricks I have ever seen.
So you were alone even before?
I think so.
Me too, buddy. Me too.
Yeah, she just kind of gives him a comforting, like, pat on the arm. Well, now you're with us.
Akita looks at him and goes, strangely, I can 100% feel you on that one, man.
You're not the only one. So these guys, I'm guessing these are... Can I see any kind of weaponry on them at all, or do they just look like labor units?
They don't look particularly armored or offensive in any way. They don't have the the barrel-like hands that you've seen Remy use. They just have normal two-finger, one-thumb hands on the ends of their arms. But given that Remy seems to be able to go back and forth, they may have that same functionality. It's difficult to tell at a glance.
Hey, Remy, do you see any lights here? It's kind of dim in here.
The lighting itself in the room is already active. I am uneased by the prospect of interacting with anything in this room.
Hmm.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah, fine.
Remy, I trust Remy's judgment in this situation.
And
he knows better than any of us.
Belfreya, that is why I'm backing down. Even I have my limit. And when the subject matter expert says, hey, don't. When the person who guaranteed knows what's going to happen says, I don't feel like touching this, or I don't like touching this, I'm not going to touch it. Spear of Arion was okay with me touching his spear. Just saying. There's a difference.
I know. Out of character. She was also saying that for Remy's benefit to show, like, hey, I trust you.
You and I have different ways of researching. I do things more directly. All right, so...
You notice her kind of rubbing her arm a little bit before she catches herself and stops.
We look around to see if there's an exit to this room. That is not the way that we came.
Okay, you can go ahead and make a perception check.
Since nothing's here I can touch, fine. There's a door.
And he's so salty about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
So what's in the other room, then?
Super grumpy.
It's a ramp up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's a ramp.
Hey, there we go. Jokido's paying attention. Which makes sense because he's a lot more observant about these things.
Okay, so there are no other exits to this room. There are some portions of it between some of the alcoves that can be opened up and appear to have some sorts of arrays inside them.
Okay.
And various tools you're not really familiar with.
I am still, even with Jokido, because he would absolutely do this, he is actually going to walk over, and if none of the tools are directly interfacing or touching the Garrix, he is going to take a look, grab one and take a look at it.
Okay. It's really difficult for you to ascertain what it is you're looking at, particularly because, one, this is obviously a very old piece of equipment.
Yeah.
Two, even though you guys all have, you know, hunting history and whatnot as far as relics and ruins are concerned, the few pieces, parts that you had in the, you know, the Tolvaren archives are as much as you guys have seen of Garrix until, you know, Remy revealed himself to you. So you don't even have the slightest idea what these tools might actually be for.
She would have loved this. How many around the room can I grab?
There's a few assorted pieces that are still, as best you can tell, appear to be in functioning order.
I'm going to grab...
A few of them appear to have, you know, worn down a little over time. The seal on them wasn't as secure as some of the ones you've opened, and a few of them do have holes behind them.
And that's fine. He's going to take... Jokido is going to call back and goes, does anybody mind if I do a little bit of the tool gathering around in here? Because I would love to research this.
It might not be a bad idea to have maintenance equipment on hand.
Exactly. I just wanted to make sure that I was not going to end up like him. He goes and picks up stuff that is not touching, actively touching a Garrick, or doesn't look like it's going to fall apart when he touches it.
Yeah, stuff that's not like plugged into anything and things like that.
Yeah, like that power drill that's there, that, you know, that hammer that's there.
You managed to find a few good pieces. Judging on what you've seen stashed away in these alcoves, it's almost a complete set, so to speak.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Oh, yes.
Yes, brother. The other things you guys really noticed, just, you know, searching around the room, you know, working very hard not to touch anything that shouldn't be touched. The garrets that are, you know, still complete and sitting in the alcoves are completely dark. Those of you who were there for, you know, Remy since his introduction to the scene, even when he was very minutely powered, there was still something of a spark inside his cores. But these ones are completely dark, and if you look close enough, there are even a few cracks in them.
Oh, some of these guys might actually blow up if we tried to power them on.
Yeah, let us, I have a full set of tools here, at least as full as I can tell. I'm good. I don't see anything else in this room that we can actively use that I am not okay with touching, because I am afraid that we will all die horribly.
Yes, let's leave these guys to sleep in peace.
Yeah, let them rest.
Let's go meet back up with Calibras.
And Jokido pats his bag on the way out and goes, "Jeanne, I got them for you."
And as they walk out, Valfreya's will kind of turn to the Garrick's night guys.
And Jokido just nods with you and close the door.
Yeah, at least kind of crack it closed.
Yeah, close it to where something would have to actively, like, if...
like, push.
Yeah, if something, I don't know, a tripwire happened downstairs that we accidentally awoke an entire room, because I've played games like this before. Something has to make this door open.
I'm sure nothing of the sort would happen.
No, nothing at all like that.
We should probably do the same to the other one to make sure nothing can follow us down in here.
Yeah.
It takes him a couple minutes, but Caleb gets the doors pulled pretty close to shut for you guys.
Excellent, brother.
Good job, Caleb.
And just doing what I can to help.
Hopefully, I kind of affectionately ruffles his hair. You're doing good, buddy.
And as far as the one you guys came in on...
I don't like the fact that he's now rolling.
The funny thing is, like, I was just talking about those two. Unless he wants to close the other one.
And the weird thing is, I only know that because I heard Josh click and then get silent. Like...
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's just me, my usual dramatic tension levels. Yeah, it takes a little bit longer, but he does get the door you guys came through originally shut as well.
Okay.
That one's a little easier since he's staying on the inside of it and doesn't have to worry about getting fingers, you know, trapped.
Thank you, little man.
While Caleb's doing that, Valfreya's going to kind of tap Joker on the arm. I'm going to, and she's going to point down the path.
He nods. He points up and goes, "I don't know, and we'll join you shortly, but do you, just in case?"
Just in case, surface only.
Yeah, as always, dear.
For my own feelings, that's, I need to say that. I trust you, but I'm sure you understand.
Whoosh. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
And Valfreya's gonna hop, skip, and jump down the hallway.
Pew, pew. Jokido says, "We're going to let those two go on ahead, or we're going to go ahead and let her meet up with Calibras. I have her up here in case we need to meet up with her. Once you're done with the doors, buddy, we'll go ahead and go downstairs, go down the corridor." It's hard to say corridor in that accent.
The corridor, brother.
Corridor.
Because he's a studious person, so he likes to enunciate things, so it's like, it's very hard to properly enunciate that word in that accent.
All right. So you guys finish wrapping things up in the the room.
Yep.
In the possible death room.
And start heading down that corridor to rendezvous with the rest of the group.
Indeed. And Velfreya's gonna pop up. You okay?
To Calibers?
Yes.
Just fine. Why?
Just you staying all the way down here by yourself. Just wanted to make sure.
I'm perfectly fine. So, where are we headed next?
The others are coming up behind us. We're heading down this way.
Great. I'm gonna hold my hand out since it's glowing.
Yeah.
Be like a torch as we descend.
Indeed. I do have a connection with Jokiro right now, so he'll know if something jumps out at us.
Okay.
Before you say anything, we did not touch them. There were Garrick's in that room. They are deactivated. Some of them look to be damaged. They appear to be labor units from what we can tell, but none of us wanted to touch them, so we are leaving them to sleep, and the others are shutting the doors behind them.
Good call. Oh, if there's some there, it's possible there are some down here.
Indeed. It looks like some of them were trying to fight off the beetle units. Some of them, their crystal cores look cracked, hence us not touching anything at all. Not to mention Remy woke up, so to speak, because of having had light flow through him for centuries. These guys are completely dark, so they probably would be fully automated if we tried to wake them up and succeeded.
But it's a good thing you didn't do that.
I might be a little bit reckless in my enthusiasm sometimes, but even I'm not that stupid when faced with something like that.
At that moment, Fregul comes down the steps, is like, are you ready to do this, Calibras?
Yes. I'll grab him and put him next to me so he gets his bonus. And then descend.
As Fregul does one bare step, Calibras does half a step
just to keep your bonus.
Yes. I keep the bonus, but I'm also like a good 2 feet in front of you.
Hey, as a knight, you fucking know how to keep step with people, I'm pretty sure.
It's true.
Yeah.
Like, even I still do that sometimes. I was in marching band, 20 years ago? Not 20 years ago, God, 15 years ago. And I can still do that just walking next to somebody.
Damn. Great. I'm going to go down.
I will go with them.
Whee.
Did Fregul just like run to catch up with us?
I feel lived out!
Yes! No. I sense Calibras like, wait, Calibras is moving. I must go to him.
I need my bonus.
instant bear mission.
Bonus sense tingling. See,
and here I went out there out of friendship. And you're like, I want that fucking bonus.
All right. So you guys
bonus and friendship. He gets more out of the deal than you do.
This is true. Statistically speaking, Fregul does come out on top of that.
Greater than one. Turns out.
But yeah, you guys regroup and begin heading back down the. Or heading further down the corridor, rather, not back down, because you haven't been that far down yet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You are heading into the dark zone now. You have the 30-foot light source from Calibras's glorious shining fist.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I love that it's the necromancer who's shining a light from his hand to light the way.
It's not as backwards at all.
Completely not.
Not one bit.
He's lighting the way to a brighter future.
And yeah, you guys will continue walking down for a little while. It's continuing to be very bare bones corridor. The lights are still off overhead. You haven't really seen too much that resembles one of the light switch panels. So it's pretty slow going.
At least it's downhill.
Yeah.
We're a nightmare going back up.
If we need to go back up. Though one of the other rooms was a ramp that led up and out, or we think out. It led up.
I think that's what the that bench that you decided to claim as your own was there for. When those workers had to go back up.
Probably.
And probably why they had Garrix doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine trying to carry a pallet full of metal ingots down this?
Yeah, that doesn't sound entertaining whatsoever. Ugh, work.
Gosh, I'm going to check.
Ugh, physical labor.
I'm going to check if there's any more of those tunnels around.
What, the bug tunnels?
Oh, yeah, for the bugs.
Bug tunnel.
Fuck me.
Nope, completely clear.
What are you looking for, Calibras?
Bugs, the things that we fought earlier. If there's any more tunnels down here.
Bug.
Perception. That's a 7.
Boop, boop. One of us should probably... There you go. Man, if only I had a character that had decent perception skill.
Didn't think about that, did we? That's so weird. Would have been.
Ha! Hey! I'm paying attention! 27! No, he's actually really interested in everything down here. So, like, he's not as giddy as, like, he's as giddy as you guys are, but in a different way. Like, one, he's on an adventure and he wanted to be on an adventure. And two, like, he likes old relics too, just not to your level. Mostly because they can sell really well.
I have a question. I want to see if I can sense anything else down here. Not necessarily look for bug tunnels, just more of a general.
Get a feel for the place.
Get a feel.
I want to remix the Crossfire remix.
Crossfire, you're caught up in the Crossfire.
Bug tunnel.
Bug tunnel.
You guys.
Free science.
Secret tunnel.
Bedroom. You do notice, Akira, in one of the rest alcoves, there is one of the light switches.
Hey, there's a light switch over here, you guys.
Hey, light switches.
It's a thing.
Light switch here.
Light switch here. You got your light switch here.
You got your light switches. Who wants your discounted light switches?
Hey, Remy, would you mind doing your voodoo that you do?
What's a voodoo?
It's just a thing that I heard.
It involves dolls and stuff.
And it rhymes with you do, so it's kind of a thing that I just picked up and just...
I really tried to make it stick, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Sounds like a fun thing to say. Just try it. Say, the voodoo that you do. Say it. Just say it.
She just kind of looks at him.
Say it.
Like she's trying to keep a straight face.
Say it. You know you want to. It's super fun.
She'll just kind of do one of those, like, half laugh, roll your eyes, and shake your head.
Jokido hears in his head and chuckles.
Remy goes over and tries to activate the light switch, and you hear.
Huh.
Remy, you okay?
Fine. The light switch is not.
Oh.
Oh.
Sad face.
We don't got your light switches.
Oh.
Over here.
Thanks anyway, Remy.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay.
Remy.
All right. Continue on, Valiant Lady Fist. I didn't really think that to make that anything. I don't know. I just touched you and it was either that or your shoulder. I hope you don't mind.
It's decent.
I didn't think that you would want a glowing shoulder, because that's weird. No offense, Remy. But his isn't cool looking like yours would be. It would just be a weird glowing light out of his shoulder.
Episode title.
So you guys carry on down into the darkness.
Yep.
Fun.
After a while, you do notice that the path has stopped turning in on itself so much and is starting to level out some.
Oh, so we've been like spiraling.
Not really spiraling so much, but very kind of winding, you know, walk for a ways, bend here with a grade down, walk for a ways, bend here with a grade down.
Like a flight of stairs, only it's a ramp.
Basically.
Fun. Not mm-hmm. By that, I mean not at all.
It's only not fun if we have to walk back up it.
Flashback to the Shinra building.
Are we literally going to keep walking on this flat pace until we all literally fall into water? Sylvia says out loud.
I mean, we're here to find a way to get into a boat, so yes.
But I don't want to fall in water. And
then we're all screwed.
That's why he has the glowy fist. That's why I made him have a glowy fist. Isn't that right, Sir Glowy Fist?
Yeah, Res, like, does one of these.
Like, does one of those.
See? Sir Glowy Fist.
That's okay. Every time he calls you Sir Glowy Fist, you can call him Sparkles.
Visual bits on an audio podcast.
I was going to do that anyway.
Don't give him the glowy finger. That's something totally different.
Wait, what?
I had to pay a person to get last time I got the glowy finger.
Oh, okay.
Anybody else's ears just pop?
Wait, are you in
altitude
game?
Differential?
We didn't go down that far.
We've been walking for a hot minute, hon. Again, that's the thing. I'm trying to get to go. I don't know if it's going to stick, though.
Hot minute. What's... All right.
It's a Tovera thing you wouldn't understand.
It's a Tovera thing you wouldn't understand.
It's real hip with the Tolvaren youths.
Tolvaren hipsters?
Yes.
They drink their
deconstructed mana potions.
Felfrey is now giving Calabrasa what the fuck is going on, look.
Flameo.
Flameo.
You can see through the helmet. He'd be giving you the same look.
Flamochinos. They drink their Flamochinos.
What's hopping, Flameo?
I wonder how deep...
Good day, Hopman. Good day, Hopman.
Two of the team parents up here are just like kids these days.
So, Calabrese, how deep do you think we are in at this point?
Do I look like a geologist to you?
Remy, can you... Remy, can you detect how far down we've gone?
No.
That's CJ laughing at Josh's response, not anybody laughing at Remy.
I like how we're like exploring his abilities. He's like, hey, Remy, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this?
It's learning. This is how you learn.
Hey, it's how... Velfreya and Kai did the same thing. Like, hey, Kai, do that, do that, do that, do that.
It's worked so far for us. Why reinvent the wheel?
Exactly.
So, like, I'm going to make another perception to see if I hear, like, any kind of water rushing or anything like that. Like, any kind of movement whatsoever outside of... Nope.
Hey,
just the echoes of your footsteps.
So are we in a room right now, or are we still in the hallway?
You're still walking along rocky corridor.
Okay. Is there any kind of like moisture in the air or anything that we can tell, or is that another roll?
What would detect moisture fall under?
probably perception.
Moisture detection.
Perception says it doesn't, since everything is wrapped under perception in this one.
28.
The air is cooler down here, but that is about as much as you can get from being surrounded by stone.
We are probably pretty far underground then.
I swear to God, Josh, if this doesn't lead to the goddamn bottom, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Meanwhile, Sylvia feels air. She knows that air is a thing in the universe.
Yeah, we're probably pretty far down. There's some lime down here, so.
Lime.
Damn it.
You're studying geology, Caleb.
Well, I mean, Dad made his living jumping in and out of ruins, so picked up a couple things.
Yeah, he did.
All right, let's call it back.
Let's not hold grudges, all right?
I'm not bitter.
Me either.
Yeah,
we hate different generations of the same person for vastly different reasons.
And Calrash is like, yeah, expected of that bloodline. Just friggin' leave your kids to get kidnapped. And
you know, it wouldn't be so bad if you weren't such a dick about it.
Right? I know, man.
Talking about two totally different people still. Yeah.
And Belfry is just over here like...
They're accidentally bonding over just the sheer hatred of this bloodline up until this point, because these kids are awesome.
Yeah, the kids are the exception. They've broken the chain.
But yeah, it's like they're having the same same conversation about two different people, but they don't understand, like, they're not actually doing that.
I mean, well, I imagine Calabras probably does, and Velfreya probably picked up on that, but nobody else knows about Calabras right now, except for, well, Lysaye and Remy would know, because they were there.
So we got cool moist air and limestone.
Yeah, so we're in bedrock right now.
Oh, yeah, we are.
It's highly unusual for structures to exist this far underground. I wonder if they had a truce with the ancient ones.
Well, I mean, this was supposed to be a project between the enlightened, right? That's not something you're going to leave too far out in the open. I mean, we're pretty deep in own country, so...
Yeah, but typically the ancient ones, your people call them earth shells, don't like people digging down this deep.
I mean...
clearly they allowed it.
Well, this was a different era, dear. They may have perhaps even helped.
This is true.
We are speaking of the shining age of enlightenment, after all, when all was good and wonderful. And she even does make the little hand whoosh.
All right. CJ pulls out of character for a moment. Anybody against just fast forwarding to see how far we go until either something explodes or we get to the end of this tunnel?
Let's go for it.
Yeah. You're
in
my mind.
4XP forward!
CJ, don't hit that ninja slash stash.
I'm grabbing all of the ninja slashes and we're just going.
No!
So just going to say a quick sentence that while we're walking, it is a good opportunity for a Enlightenment era history for the kiddos. Moving on.
What yes, part are we at the movie now, sir? Now. We're looking at now. Everything that's happening
what
now.
What happened to Dad? We passed it in just now. Well, when did Dad become now? Soon.
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 When will Ben be now? Soon.
Always.
Oh, Spaceballs.
Oh my God.
Still I didn't watch that movie again.
Right?
We have it on DVD, so.
I don't know how many times I've seen that.
Spaceballs, anyways, here I come.
3 hours later.
Oh, Jesus!
I'm kidding, not actually.
Oh. Kidding. Well.
It's just one of the few SpongeBob memes I actually like. But yeah, you guys do continue walking down this larger corridor for a hot minute, as they say in Tol'Varan Youths.
Yes.
In Tol'Varan Youths.
In Tol'Varan Youths. I say it while it... No, never mind.
Yeah, eventually you guys hit a fork in the path.
Fuck. Oh, fork!
These forks! Love these forks!
And right off the bat, you're seeing a disparity between these two forks. You have a path continuing to go straight forward, and then there is another path heading further down. The point where there gets to be disparity is the path that keeps going straight forward starts narrowing.
Of course it does. Mm-hmm. Guess we're not going that way.
Full speed ahead! No, just...
I still have my lady.
Jasmine, wasn't it?
Sure, it's Jasmine.
It is now.
It's still Monica, right?
Yeah, that one, Monica.
Just Monica. What
the fuck her name is.
There's no need to be so quarrelsome about it.
Ah.
not yet. Not right now, Josh. Not right now.
Lady Lasai, would you want to give it a try? Because sadly, that corridor, Remy's not going to fit in, and I'm not even sure Caleb is going to fit down it either.
Well, it's not, I should clarify, it's not going super narrow, but you are correct in the assessment that it will hit a point where Remy will not fit down it.
Yeah. I'm not okay with going down that way without Remy. I'm not okay with going anywhere in this place without Remy. However, we have Monica.
Just
again. No, there's a reason. Again, this doesn't go well for an audio podcast, but I'm like, in character, we have Monica.
Also, Felix, I got that reference.
Yeah.
I like the mute in middle.
The mute that came after this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
So, do you want to give it a try, Lady Lasai? I don't want to impose. And if it's below you, I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult.
What the shit is going on here?
She's not a good sign.
No, that is completely out of character. Bear with me for a hot second while I reload roll 20.
Or reload roll a load 20.
Hey, damn. Oh,
20.
3, 2, 1. Explosions!
Woo!
Woo! Explosions.
I'm dead.
Goodbye, Dale.
Josh, we're all dead.
There we go. Now that I can actually access her fucking character sheet.
Yay!
Okay, her eyes light up nice and bright.
Excellent. He extends his I'm sorry. He touches his hand so you can come so he touches her shoulder. So you can keep up with us and keep walking. I'll walk next to you if that's okay.
Very well. That's...
I don't
Are we giving her some form of light source?
Remy, would you mind doing the shoulder light things?
Attempting to activate shoulder lights. Whoop. Headlights on.
All right. You lost your shiny fist.
Sorry, Calabas.
This cursed shiny fist.
And...
we lose control.
Try and cast the light on. Yay! She has 15 feet of light.
Okay. So you're sending Monica down the larger corridor or the narrow one?
The narrow one. We're going to go down the larger one.
Okay.
At the same time. She's just going to... You just keep going, girl.
Keep going, girlfriend. You got this.
You...
Keep going, girlfriend.
I guess just kind of rake your hand against the wall or something. I don't know.
Try and trigger traps if you can.
Yeah, exactly. If you see something that looks like it might be a trap, touch it.
Do the touchy-touchy.
Alrighty. So you guys begin heading down the larger of the two paths.
Yes.
With Remy providing light from the rear.
Woo.
That's not going to cast eerie shadows at all.
So you just have this bare silhouette coming up.
You know, if there's anybody down here, we would look real awesome coming in this way.
Right?
Boom.
So we know
that has to be badass.
Next time, bomb. In a room full of people, this is how we got to do it.
Like, yeah, we show back up to report to the friends. You've got your fancy suit on. Boom! Slight.
Okay, so you guys begin walking down the path. Keep walking, keep walking. Monica pops.
Lasai, I felt that and you winced. What happened?
Another one of those little, well.
A little fiery trap thingies from before.
Yes, one of them. Several, actually, I think. Mm.
Several? Did they all trigger on her at once?
Yes, actually.
Okay, I'm not going to have you follow. I'm not going to have you see what she's going to see this time. I'm just going to try and make another one and...
send it booking down that way.
Send it going down that way. Taps the staff on the ground again. And...
Ooh.
Anything?
Does someone creature have a power level 2?
No. I think it's 3 is its minimum.
Says success with twist or failure on the thing.
Thought it did.
Yeah, this one is a little malformed.
That's fine.
She's not going to be moving as quickly as... Yeah, base power level for a summoned creature is 4, so...
You know what? That's fine.
Got to drop at least to 18. And she doesn't look quite as substantial as some of your other creations. Definitely not your finest work.
No, it's the problem with doing the back to back to back. Go
try
back
your best.
Go up that way, and then there's another tunnel to your GM given direction, and then go down that tunnel, just bounce back and forth against the walls.
Hey.
Okay, bye.
Which is ironic because they don't talk, they only make sounds.
Yeah, this is the only one that talks.
Damn it!
Success with a twist. This one's fully sapient. Shit!
What have you done?
I have created man.
It can only say one thing. It's just like, kill me.
Why do you taste talk. Like pain, father?
No, it says Edward.
Edward. Even I'm not that fucked up, sir.
Where the hell is Edward? Just go.
Slave.
Blow right there.
All right, so you guys keep heading down.
Yeah.
New summon.
I immediately remove my hand from
new summon side. Will eventually pop as well.
Yeah, that one's gone, too. It's seem to not like constructs.
Perception there. Checks as you're heading down.
All right.
Perception. Can I also make up? Go ahead.
He says out loud, they don't seem to enjoy constructs in here.
Can I make a prescience as well?
Yeah.
I like how I rolled the same fucking thing on both of them. Why did none of us have perception rolls?
I have a score in perception. I just rolled really shitty.
Whoa!
Holy fragool!
Fragool knows what's going on.
Perception. That shit needs to stop right now.
That's a good. All right. That's a good question.
That's a 37.
37. Yeah, you guys keep heading down this larger path, and Fragool is suddenly just like, "Whoa, hold up!"
The sudden break with my arm out with the
pretty
passenger.
Much.
I right. barely thought myself up, from guys. Running into the two of you. What do you see?
Pretty much all along the floor and walls ahead of you guys are 1, scuttler corpses, 2, those traps.
Does Calibras still have his summoned bug from before?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that thing.
Yeah, Melville.
This is why I named mine proper names, because I remember they're mostly there.
This one has a name, too. It's Melville. Because he's a dead bug.
Wait. So there's traps with the dead bugs in them.
Yeah, they're like they're in the hallway, and so are the traps.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Inspection time. 24.
Hey, look at that.
And 2. The learning warp again.
Learning. 22 from Jokido.
Hey.
21 from Calabras.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Sylvia, 19. Sadie, 16. Yeah, we're all actually.
Do you want me to do a learning roll on Fraggle?
Let's
yeah.
Let's do it.
Don't waste the magic.
Dude, Akira!
Eat on Akira!
Are you fucking shitting me?
I am great! Of course I am!
My theory is that he's been investigating these every time one of his summoned, like, poofs one.
Yeah, I am intimately... Lysaia and I are intimately familiar with these things by now.
Right? Yeah, you can... everyone kind of gets the gist, but you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Akira... basically, these bugs started tearing all hell down this corridor and got blown the fuck up.
Do they look like they are that they've blown their load?
The ones around the corpses do. There's more further down.
Fine.
How far down do they go?
As far as you guys can see with Remy's headlights.
Which is, what, 30 feet?
I think that's where it taps out at the moment.
If he is the same limit as me at 6, then yes, it's 30 feet.
Yeah, 30 feet.
If there were fewer of these, I could just teleport us all to the other side. Do these look like the same ones as before, where, like, organic life would be fine?
Well, I mean, here's the problem with that.
None of us are willing to try.
Bugs.
Nope.
Yeah, they're sentient. Yeah. Like they're.
But they're also constructs.
Hang on, guys. I got an idea.
No, Caleb. No.
Wait. Let him say the idea at least.
Sorry.
He grabs one of the bug corpses.
Force of habit.
Hang on. I wanna try something.
And chucks it down the corridor.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Pretty much.
If Calabras still has his animated bug.
Melville, your time has come.
Melville, do your time.
Is Sadie going to do the same thing?
I'm going to attempt to pick one up myself.
Yeah, I'll throw one.
26 for telekinesis.
Nice. I'll throw a bug.
I'll try and throw a bug.
No, I won't.
I'm shit in mind, but this will go well.
Go!
10, I pick it up.
Velfreya kind of waves her hand at one of the bugs, and you see it just rise up on its own, and she's kind of like, "Oh,
man, if something was downstairs, this is wave of things falling down the freaking hallway, followed by boom, 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 boom."
Velfreya's just kind of like, "I was actually not entirely expecting that to work, but okay."
Jokido looks at you.
Yes, yeah, he's setting these things off.
is Jokiro saying anything?
Yeah, he whispers into your head, dear.
Yes.
How long have you been able to do that?
In theory, for a while now. In practice, just now.
We might be able to. I might be able to help you hone that skill a little bit more.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Then no problem. It will be our little secret.
So yeah, you guys all just chuck bugs and summon creatures down the hallway from the trap.
I like the idea of
Velfreya kind of does. She does like a stylish, like she actually kind of does like a swooshy motion with her arm, and she just drags it across the floor.
And like I like the idea of like Akira and Calabras back to back, Akira just tapping and creating a thing, and Calabras touching a bug, creating it, and just sending them down the same way.
I didn't just launch bugs. I fucking launched one.
Yeah, Sadie got a 43 on a might roll, by the way.
You're pretty sure it actually embedded in the wall in the rock face where it hit.
I'm just like, okay, I'm going to start throwing bugs because I'm sitting here and like trying
that, to. That one immortal being at the bottom. Oh, God, it's raining bugs!
It's raining bugs!
You guys rain bugs down upon the corridor and set off several traps in the process.
So many traps.
Creating a cacophony of explosions. And when those finally start die down, you hear a little bit of a rumble.
Is it obvious that we're at this point, we're getting very tired of waiting in this fucking hallway?
Hallway exhibition hour.
And you guys can find out why the rocks around you were rumbling next time.
Next time.
On the Manu pool.
God damn it, Caleb. This is his fault.
I like him. Like I said, it was force of habit. I have an idea. No!
Wait, I think I know what this
you
is.
You wait here. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate it. If you want to support the show and everything that we do on the Geek.io network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io where you'll get a master RSS feed, some Discord rewards, and much, much more. And speaking of Discord, geek-io.net/Discord to chat with us live, hang out with us. Just don't be a dick. That's the only rule. And in fact, you have to say that you won't be a dick since it's on you if you're a dick. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Twitch, twitch.tv/geek.io show. Smash that love button to get notified whenever we go live. And also, if you're a Twitch Prime subscriber and it's not spoken for already, hey, you have money that we would like. Please, thank you. We appreciate it. Twitch Prime has a free subscription, if you are not aware of that, that you can drop on your favorite stream called Geek.io Show. And remember that you have to renew that monthly because Amazon doesn't like easy things. For all of us here, show@geek-io.net if you want to email us. Make sure you put Manipool in the subject title, subject line, title, thing.
Kyle. Put it in Kyle.
Ooh, Kyle will be very happy or very distressed that you're putting things inside of him. Whichever. If you are Kyle, please email me. I'm sorry that I'm telling people to put things inside of you. Unless you're into that, then...
unless he likes it, then okay. Dial it, Geek Dash.
I'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?